Arkansas could get off easier than originally estimated on the cost of insuring the state's population of working poor through private plans in the state's insurance exchange rather than through Medicaid. Nathan Vandiver with our content partner KUAR has more on how this is possible.
A new estimate from the Arkansas Department of Human Services, the Arkansas Insurance Department, and independent consultants says the cost of insuring the state's population, making incomes of 100 to 138% of the federal poverty level, may be far lower than originally estimated. State Medicaid Director Andy Allison says the difference is due to several reasons specific to Arkansas.
Our rate differential, private versus public, is much smaller, apparently, in Arkansas than it is on average around the country, really less than 25%, as opposed to the 50% or greater differential that you'll see in other states.
An estimate from the Congressional Budget Office was all anyone had to go on until now, and that pegged Arkansas's private coverage option for the Medicaid expansion pool at about 50% higher. The new estimate is that private coverage could be up to 15% higher. Allison says increased competition between insurance companies from the new population of people with insurance coverage contributes.
Adding as many as a quarter million adults under 138 of poverty to the exchange has a radical and we believe very positive impact on that marketplace. It makes that market far more attractive to private carriers. We'll likely see more competition.
He added that it's speculation, but it's based on what has happened elsewhere. Arkansas Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford, who is also on hand, confirmed there are many insurance companies applying to become part of the exchange that could drive that competition. These new numbers could help convince many lawmakers who are on the fence about accepting federal dollars to expand health coverage in the state. DHS Director John Selig says they are receiving positive response to the new estimate.
When we've spoken with the governor with the legislators we have, I mean, it's this relief that, boy, it's nothing like people were saying it might be. I mean, that was our sense when we saw the numbers.
Governor Mike Beebe's spokesman Matt DeCampbell agrees that it's good news.
We're very excited. I mean, and I think it's a, you know, as far as how much of a difference it makes, that'll be something to ask the legislators.
Senator David Sanders, a Republican from Little Rock, says it wasn't long ago that legislators were told the private expansion question was off the table. He says he and other Republican lawmakers aren't ready to fully embrace the federally funded expansion of coverage, but they see the new estimate as reason to continue the discussion.
I think this gives us clearance to continue working and developing an option that is best for Arkansas.
Up to a quarter of a million Arkansans stand to gain health coverage should lawmakers decide to accept federal health insurance expansion dollars available under the Affordable Care Act. In Little Rock, I'm Nathan Vandiver.